Amid the noise and fury of today's partisan politics, we sometimes forget that America's government is our government, an institution guided by the laws, principles, and ideas we thought sounded pretty good over the years. We created it, and we have amended it. So if we're mad at the government, maybe we should really be mad at ourselves. Some people mistakenly view our government as something outside of our own making, a malevolent cancer spreading into our lives. They imagine the government as them, with we the people fulfilling the position of us. Yet, it is we the people who create, fund, and direct our government. Oddly, we hear the same faulty agreement from some of the folks we've elected to serve in that government. When politicians talk about cutting pensions for federal employees, or about reducing the funds seniors get back from what they've paid into Medicare, it's as though the people who built this country, our fellow Americans, are a bunch of greedy souls who contribute nothing, yet ask much. These are extreme generalizations, of course, sad caricatures that miss the truth. So let's focus instead on a few realities. In this vast, wonderful country, there are millions of industrious, thrifty, and entrepreneurial individuals. But there are also Americans who are lazy, untalented, and unambitious, and far too many who are troubled by drug addiction or mental illness. To be perfectly blunt, some of these folks don't deserve the money they get from the government every month. That's just how it is. That's reality, and there's no getting around it. But some years ago, we as a nation decided we didn't want destitute Americans to live in cardboard shacks any longer. Such squalor was happening all over, in places like Oklahoma and Appalachia, and from the Carolinas to the West Coast. And we were too proud of this great country to let that continue. We saw that it made all of us poorer when any American, either from bad luck or bad decisions, found himself starving to death in the richest country in the world. So we created a social safety net, the lowest depth to which a fellow American, any American, would be allowed to fall. We didn't do it because it made fiscal sense. Nor did we create such a safety net because it would show the poor, the unemployed, or the drug addicted the error of their ways. We did it because no American, no matter how unlucky, lazy, or unhealthy, should ever go hungry in this, the wealthiest country in the history of the planet. No American, no matter what his failings, should live in a cardboard box. As a veterinarian, I can assure you we treat our dogs better than that. So before we choose to destroy that safety net, we ought to ask ourselves why we created it in the first place. Imagine a destitute widow who drove a school bus in her younger days, or a Vietnam veteran, the widow's neighbor perhaps, who today lives below the poverty line. Neither may have done enough to ensure financial security in their later years. Both may be penniless except for the check that comes from the government every month, which means it comes from you and me. A check from Americans to Americans, because in the richest country on earth, no one should starve. I'm happy to send that check, because while I didn't drive that hypothetical school bus, someone had to. And I surely didn't serve in Vietnam. I didn't build the roads I drive on or wreck the power grid I use every day. Other Americans did those things, and those efforts helped make my America a better place. I'm thankful for them, glad to ensure that my fellow citizens have something to eat and a decent place to live, whether their contributions were great or small. If we want to make changes to our social safety net, say, for example, by incentivizing learning a marketable skill and returning to work, we need to remember that we can't all become Sam Walton or Bill Gates. But we are all Americans, and our contributions to this country matter, regardless of their size. We need also remember that, long ago, we decided that those Americans who could not, or in some cases would not, ascend to great heights should at least fare as well as the family dog.